Welcome to Spirit's Path Podcast. I'm your host, Farron. Come walk with me as we explore all the ways we can become one with ourselves and ultimately everybody else. Welcome to the podcast. I want to share with you that February's episode was all about energy refinement. So personal energy, and it was a beginner's episode. So if you haven't seen that, or I mean listened to that, I highly recommend it because it will help you understand some of the things I'm about to tell you in this episode. And I also mentioned the numerology episode, which is, I believe, called Numerology Basics. All right, let's get into the episode. This week, I want to share with you some thoughts and some intuitive messages around spring equinox in an 8-year. So on March 20th, coming up, is spring equinox. And the numerology for 2024 is an 8-year. Putting these two things together, for me, makes the most sense because I personally think spring equinox should be the beginning of the year, and I do know that in some spiritual circles, it is the beginning of the year, so there you go. Spring equinox is cosmically known as the time for spiritual awakenings. This has been the truth for eons and eons, but now that we're in vibrational acceleration to such a degree, I'll get into that in a moment. It's the time for spiritual awakenings, right? Besides the increase in daylight beginning, so, you know, the days get longer and longer. On equinox, it's said that the sun and the moon energies are equalized. So the sun and the moon energies are equalized. Basically, that's alluding to the day and the night being equal. But if you look at just the energies, saying that they're equalized, for some people this is balancing. But in my opinion, I think there are so many awakenings during this time because of something different than that. I feel like the wording of equalization or balancing is actually a little bit misleading for many people, especially when you couple that with an awakening period or a beginning to an awakening, right? Those two energies don't match. And I think that leaning on the equalization is the issue. So think about it this way. These energies being as close to balance is not a calming time. These are, some people call it polarized energies, right? So they're opposites. At their highest, trying to take up space. And I'm not saying they're fighting against each other, but just the fact to stay at an even, the allusion to evenness takes a lot of energy. This isn't, how do I put this? In the energetic perspective, when it comes to your human body, this isn't the most calming state. I know that a lot of people would say the sun and moon energies would be equalized and this would cause a calming state, but until you get to the point where you've worked all the way up your body from base all the way up to your crown, I don't think that is the case. I think that it becomes the case, and often people are teaching from that space, or they know that that space exists, and they forget to give the in-between. And the in-between is what I'm talking about here. So you're learning how to balance these energies. One is taking up more space than the other, right? This is not an easy, calming space to be at first. So if you think about it this way, these energies trying to take up space, being as big as they can to take up that space, to balance out the other, however it works scientifically, I'm not sure exactly. But energetically, this is what I would see in response in my body or in other people's bodies when I used to teach. That's besides the point. This is a very long way to say it's a little agitating. Trying to keep balance. See how I said that? This is basically chaotic. I mean, it's kind of chaotic. It really depends on who you are and how you do it. But in this time period, being the time of awakenings, that chaos, that seeking of balance is what gives way to the awakening process specifically. Do you see what I'm getting at here? Usually, when someone goes through an awakening process or begins an awakening process, something needs to push them over onto the other side of some concept, belief, trust. Some kind of understanding needs to shift in a pretty dramatic way. I mean, maybe it's been shifting over years, but then something eventually just pushes it right over. That last little straw, right? That doesn't usually feel good. Okay? Sure, there can be ecstatic change. I'm not saying anything about that. Especially when it comes to ritual and ceremony, there is a lot of reason to have that kind of rasa, that kind of ecstatic expression of the divine. Totally down with that. But that, my friends, is not usually the beginning of an awakening, okay? I'm looking at this other thing. So getting back to equinox, okay? This is a time of awakening naturally forever from eons and eons, okay? The energies, they balance, but for you as a human, you're trying to maintain the balance within, which is some work. Sometimes chaotic. And if you are looking towards enlightenment, awakening, changing your life, otherwise I don't know why you'd be listening to me, then this is the point of focus. You're moving towards change, so it comes towards you in particular on the equinox. Okay? For fall too, but spring is the one, the big one. So all of that energy, right? Now add in what we're experiencing, you know, like I mentioned before, vibrational acceleration. And then with the sun in a very active part of the solar cycle. In fact, we're very close to what they're saying is peak. I just did air quotes, okay? It's an 11-year cycle, and we're coming up on the peak time of that cycle. Now, can they pinpoint that exactly? I don't think so. However, there are enough things going on right now with the sun, and they seem to keep increasing. At some point, that's going to stop. It won't just stop on a dime, but it'll start to decrease. Now, it's an 11-year cycle, so the peak time could be very long. It also could be very, very short. We might have already passed it. All I'm saying is that's happening along with the solstice and the vibrational acceleration. Okay. With this type of agitation, we also have to take into account the electromagnetic interference, plus all the people's reactions to this invisible activity. So some people know that that's happening, you know, it's been getting high enough that cell phones are being disrupted on some days and the internet, YouTube had a problem, and I believe there was something with the banks, but I don't know. Don't quote me on any of that. All I'm saying is a lot of strange things happen when these electromagnetic things go up. People also physically react. They may not realize they're reacting to that. They also may realize it. Additionally, we have a host of extreme difficulty and oppressive fascism on the rise all over the planet, dotting everywhere you can think. While terrible, horrible things are already in action, so that spread of energy around is not making any of this easier. I mean, it shouldn't, but for some of the people in a certain spiritual zone, I know that they are trying to not pay attention to those kind of details. But if you're just learning how energy's working, you need to understand that all of that stuff is happening, and emotionally, you might actually project what you're feeling about that stuff on stuff that's happening in your life directly. Just watch out for that when you start to learn about energy, because that's something you're going to go through. Pretty much everybody does. This is why people check out from the news, which I highly recommend. I don't recommend ignoring everything, because that would be dangerous for some people depending on where you live. But, you know, focusing in on that, you're going to end up in somebody else's opinions and somebody else's world. And it shifts the way you look at your own world. So watch out for that. So all of this basically sounds like some weird nightmare. But energetically, I believe we're reaching what is called critical mass. Now, again, I did air quotes around critical mass. And if you take advantage of the uproar in energy around and on spring equinox, I think that we can push it over. Now, this is going to take a lot of people paying attention and doing some of the things that I suggest at the end of this episode. It might just be you. You can't really force your friends. But if you have any close friends, I highly recommend recommending it. So why do I think this? Why do I think we're going to hit critical mass? Because it's also an 8-year. Now, I can't say for sure that this is going to happen, but these are my feelings on it, and I am hopeful. I personally have an eight life path number, which you can check out in the numerology episode, the numerology basics. For now, though, an 8-year, regardless of your life path number, is majorly transformational, especially if you openly participate. Now, here's the thing. Transformation doesn't always look pretty at first. It doesn't always feel good. So just keep that in mind. With each equinox, you're able to increase the frequency you are working with as long as you are actively monitoring your thoughts. So let me say that again. With every single equinox, you are able to increase the frequency you are working with. So your core frequency doesn't really change, but your body frequency does. So like how your body's running is basically what I'm saying there in fancy words, okay? Increase the frequency you're working with as long as you're actively monitoring your thoughts. Now, monitoring your thoughts at this point in the game is pretty high on the list of things that you need to do. But, you know, you have to be nice to yourself. Sometimes things happen and you need to watch how you naturally want to respond before you start policing yourself. But on the day or two before equinox and the day or two after, you will highly benefit from being more strict with yourself as best as you can. Again, you don't want to get mad at yourself, but, you know, maybe have, what do they call that stuff? Replacement therapy. If you notice that your thoughts are going off in a zone that you just don't want to be in, have a thing that you do. Ice your face, take a cold shower, go outside, take some deep breaths of fresh air, go for a walk, play with your dog. I don't know. Have something ready. It could be none of the things that I just said. You know, just keep that in mind. So monitoring your thoughts. This is the most important, if the utmost importance, because you do not want to amplify that which you are shedding, okay? That is very important. It's in particular important during the next few equinoxes. And for many of you, it's going to feel both like shedding and growth at the same time. This is you basically learning how to take up space from the most inner and subtle parts of you, all the way outward to the physical representation of your energetic sphere. So from the innermost part of you, the most subtle, all the way out through your physical system, all the way. And this year being an 8-year, we will have the opportunity to take a bigger leap towards oneness, taking all of this into consideration. 8 years being about expansion. Expansion in what you know is absolutely for you. They say claiming what's yours. But also, with as much authenticity as possible, there's no room to pretend anymore. You have to absolutely own it. No more getting in your own way. Learn how to receive with grace and give with joy. This year is the beginning of something. It may not feel comfortable a lot. I mean, have you been around? It hasn't been comfortable for a while for me, but I know for some of you it has, so I don't want to project that out there. The trick here is how the challenges are taken on. Are you approaching new moments with old reasons and stories? This is the part that gets really hard because you have to be paying attention. And when the energy is very chaotic, sometimes you get easily distracted, but this would be normal. You'll learn how you do it as long as you try. Okay, what does this have to do with spring equinox? Well, basically what I just said, the energies that you're going to be working with on those days. But this is also why it's feeling so unbalanced. But like I said before, it's not unbalanced, it just feels that way. This is what we like to call new territory. And the wealth in this moment is hidden in how every single part is approached for the days before, during, and after spring equinox this year. I mean, fall too, but spring is really the beginning, okay? So let me say that again. We're in new territory. In order to really understand and appreciate the wealth that is presented in this moment, you have to pay attention to how you are naturally trying to approach what's going on in front of you and pull yourself back if you feel like you're approaching it in a way that feels too familiar. If it feels new, your action is not going to feel too familiar, except for that it'll be, you know, your voice and your body. Okay, one thing I need to point out, please note that I am not talking about rebirth or manifestation in 2024. This is extremely important. It's truly not the time for that, energetically and collectively. Give it some time. For now, it's more about being sound in where you are, how you are, and why you are. Here are some steps or things to do. Let's put it like that. Here are some things to do for equinox. For at least the day before, day of, and the day after, monitor your thoughts as strictly as you ever have. Be real with yourself. Have replacement therapy on hand. Number two, set an intention. Add in this very important point that you wish any karmic payoff that may come from your actions help another person or peoples. Here are some suggestions. The Congo, the Sudan, Palestine, Chile, a friend with illness, MMIW, and more. Number three, meditation. This is a must. Don't be too short about it. Be sure to include devotion. Number four, get out in the sun. Be safe about it. Don't get a sunburn and don't do sun gazing at ridiculous times of day. I know some new age people think that that's okay. I don't know what's going on with your eyes and you don't either, or their eyes or yours, okay? There are safety precautions so you can do sun gazing. They're supposed to be at sunrise and at dusk. But again, you need to do your research. I can't see your eyes. And even if I could see them, I wouldn't know if this would be safe for them. So I don't know how a new age person does either. Okay, number five, remind yourself of your intentions repeatedly during the day. If you work with mantra, you can use mantra. But here's the thing, your intentions, if you're being very specific in them, I don't know how you have a mantra. You would have something separate. So just be real with yourself. If your intention is an affirmation, you can go back and see the episode or listen to the episode on that. But I really feel like the intention portion should be peppered through the day. Remind yourself of them, perhaps write them down, perhaps make some art with them. I don't know what you plan to do for equinox. Maybe you make some kind of an intention, write it out on some pretty paper and put it beneath some crystals and stuff like that. Everybody has a different way of doing things. Choose a way that works for you. Don't step on any cultural boundaries. And be sure that you return to whatever that is multiple times during the day. Let me know if you have any questions or suggestions. The email that you would send them to is spiritspathpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Bye. Thank you for listening and making it till the end of the show. Connect with me on TikTok and YouTube @mystic_fairn. My website is fairn.me, and you can also find me on Instagram @fairn. Thanks for listening. Bye.